What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's like, it could be bad out there, Joey, is what I'm telling you. We saw it firsthand.
The two guys that I wanted them to at least sniff around, I wasn't as high on Stephen Vogt as everyone else.
Had a good year last year.
I wanted Venable, all right? I wanted Venable. But that being said, like, it's not just the manager, which is frustrating me.
I would rather be the White Sox.
It's not just the manager that's frustrating me. It's the roster. It's the inability to perform right now. It's a variety of things.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. 8-2 the final yesterday in Arizona. So at best, the Giants are open for a split. Landon Roop on the bump today. Robbie Ray tomorrow before a three-game set in Sacramento in that AAA ballpark against the Athletics. Before coming home, hosting the Phillies and Dodgers before the break. All right, so we heard from Bob Brenly there. Let's hear from Bob Melvin after his option was picked up yesterday, which is why we're talking about it, talking about Bo Mel a lot. And where do you fall on Bob Melvin, Giants fans? 888-957-9570.
Let me ask you, just before you move on, did you think yesterday, just in that moment, I'm not saying it's an indictment on his whole career, was he asleep at the wheel yesterday during the Birdsong fourth inning?
I don't know what happened between the communication when he had 10 straight balls and he walked those two batters to start that inning and Patrick Bailey stood up after the second walk batter. I don't know what happened there. I don't know if he was asked about it.
I mean, we're gonna get, Pence, we have the comments. Sound to Hunter Pence?
Yes, I have it right here. This is Hunter Pence.
Hunter Pence says nothing. And I am texting the thread like going crazy, like, go out there and talk. Joe, when he walked the first guy and it wasn't close on four pitches, I go, uh-oh, maybe get somebody up. That's what I'm thinking in my head. All right. Then he goes 2-0 to the second batter, and I go out there and talk to him right now in the middle of this at bat. That's how important that at bat was.
And this is the bottom of the fourth after the first two batters were walked of the inning. Hunter Pence, NBC Sports Bay Area.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guriel takes low. All right. So that's six balls and no strikes. So that means Birdsong has got to come in the strike zone right here.
Seven balls and no strikes. You got to go talk to him here. Maybe saving the visit. We'll definitely go talk to him now, whether it's JP or Patrick. Or maybe just give the signs. I feel like so that you walk two hitters in eight pitches, you got to go check in.
Now, at this point, me and you had watched it back, and we watched it. Bailey, like, gets up and looks to the dugout like, are you going to come? Are you going to go? And all this time is going on, and they cut to Melvin, and he's just standing there. And then out of nowhere, J.P. Martinez, like, walks up, and they cut away, and you can see Bailey's got his hands.
Very little. Bailey said something to the dugout. He it was literally saying, like, what do you want me to do, or what's going on? Like, are you going out there? Am I going out there? Eventually, Martinez and then, obviously, Patrick Bailey, they both went up there and talked to him, but I'm with Hunter there. Like, you don't want to waste a visit? Like, so that I hear you on.
That's all I'm saying.
Again, we'll
he was asleep at the wheel yesterday.
We'll hear from Bob Melvin.
Metaphorically.
Yeah. We'll hear from Bob Melvin after the game. I mean, Hayden Birdsong as well.
Sorry, I keep cutting you. Because I'm so frustrated with yesterday's game. Like, it spiritually screwed me up. Hunter Pence is one of the most optimistic guys. You could call him a homer. What do you expect him to be? He's a Giants legend. All right? He's doing a handful of games. You know, I think he's a good broadcaster. He's gotten better and better and better. He is never critical of players or of managers. Do you hear him? He's like, all right, you got to go out. This is after three. I was saying it after two. You know that he was biting his tongue prior to that. And the fact that he is admitting that out loud, come on, guys.
Well, no. My favorite part was, you got to go out and talk to him. Well, you definitely have to now. Then you definitely have to now. Oh, maybe they don't want to waste their visit. So he kept backtracking more and more there. It's just like he's trying to get into the thought process of like why you're not even going out there.
We throw these terms around, high leverage situations, right? To me, that's a moving target. Like what might be a high leverage situation could be the third inning. Mm. Yesterday, I thought it was the fourth inning, right? I really felt that way. They were lucky to get out of the third, and I was like, it's the fourth inning. This is the moment in the game. I felt it. You could feel it coming a mile away when you watch enough baseball games. And look, Joe, it might have been the moment in the game until the seventh inning, where it would have been another moment in the game. You might have four inflection points in a game. But that didn't just feel like one game. That felt like one moment in one game where we are scuffling. And there are moments in the season, in a series, in a game, whatever. You need to salvage the moment to kind of get the ship right back on track.
And it was the opposite effect with Arizona, right? They got their foot in the door and they didn't look back. Zach Allen goes seven innings strong, five hits, just the one earned run, two runs given up in total, 10 strikeouts, easily one of his best starts of the season for a guy that has been struggling mightily, but you wouldn't know it from yesterday. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Again, in this hour, between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, two opportunities to win a four-pack of tickets to the California Classic this weekend. We're going to give away a pack for Saturday and then also a pack for Sunday. Two opportunities for two lucky listeners between 7:30 and 8 o'clock this hour. So, Joe, Bob Melvin talked about that option getting picked up before the game. We're going to get into that. We're going to get to Will and Marin here in a second. Before we go to Will and Marin, I want to go to Bob Melvin. This sound courtesy of NBC Sports Bay Area. Before the game yesterday, reacting to Buster Posey picking up his option to manage next year.
Yeah, it means a lot. We feel like, you know, other than the stretch we've been going through here recently, we feel like we've, you know, got a good thing going here. We've signed some impactful guys that are going to be here. We've traded for guys. We have a nucleus going forward, and to be able to be part of that is a big deal for me, especially in the Bay Area in San Francisco.
So that was Bob Melvin before the game yesterday. As we go to Will in Marin, and the caption just says, worried about Bo Mel. Will, good morning. You're on the Morning Roast. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's not that I'm necessarily fed up with Bob Melvin, but I just kind of see repetitive management from him. Sam made a very good point, too, about what I'm going to bring up, that there was, he did kind of have a little bit more of a disgruntled roster, but I don't understand how you're 82-80 when you have Xander Bogaerts, Fernando Tatis, you make a trade for Juan Soto, you have Manny Machado, and even Hyesung Kim had a great year. Your pitching staff was Blake Snell, Seth Lugo, Darvish, Michael Wacha, Nick Martinez, one of the better swingmans in the MLB, and Joe Musgrove, and you go 82-80. Like, I don't understand that. And, like, with this, and Sam also made another good point, with the Giants, you don't have that disgruntlement. Everybody has your back, but it's the same story. It's the same song and dance. It's the same thing. And, like, I get it. Sometimes when teams have beef, you know, that can be hard. But you know what? Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent were holding hands, you know, skipping down the yellow brick road often, but they made it to a World Series. Did they win it? No, they came up short. That sucked. But my thing is that it seems that if the guy has talent or not, there's just no excuse from it. It just seems like it's a mirror of what he's doing in San Diego. And it's like, I do feel that the Giants are a little bit better, but you're only as good as what your coach trots out there or the decisions that he makes. Like, how do you fall asleep on 7 straight balls with a rookie? It's kind of like what Steinmetz was talking about yesterday with Birdsong. It's almost as if like he's destroying him on purpose. Like, he gets the first two outs against the Marlins, and then you have your rookie who's possibly on an innings limit, who's showing fatigue, go hit a player. Like, no, get him out of the inning. Have a reliever hit the player. Like, what is he doing? Like, that proved nothing. That didn't do anything to help us. And what I'm saying is, like, cool, he's going to be here. I'm not going to cry about it, but I'm also not going to get excited if we make more trades after this offseason or we get some stuff, because he's had potent rosters and done absolutely nothing. Thank you, guys.
Good call.
Willem Marin.
We're getting
was text. That referencing Sam Lubman, by the way? Were you guys a little chatting back? Look at that. Thumbs up from Sam.
We're getting texts. So I have a friend, Jameson, who lives in San Diego, diehard Padre fan. And he texts me all the time. And he like laughed when we picked up Bob Melvin.
Well,
just laughed.
Real quick on this, because Will wants to go to that last season. He did take the Padres to the NLCS. I'd want to like make that clear. He did defeat the Dodgers, who had won 111 games that season in the playoffs. So let's like, if we're going to be fair here, yeah, he had that bad season, 82-80. He did take him to the NLCS in their first playoff berth in what, like 20-plus years it felt like, since 06? Yeah, something ridiculous like that. So let's give him some credit. Do you give him any credit for that?
Of course. Of course. No one is saying he's the worst manager of all time.
I feel
time.
Like we're kind of saying that today. It feels like that a little bit. We're all saying he's the worst.
Time out. What do we do to Steve Kerr? He's a 4-time champion. What do we do to Steve Kerr?
Well, it's wrong then. It doesn't make it right that we're doing it now to Bob Melvin if it's wrong for Steve Kerr then, too.
No, this,
why do we do
the
that?
The job is critical analysis. That's what I do. Like, Shanahan, Steve Kerr, Gabe Kapler, and now Bob Melvin. Like, that's, I'm not going to lie to people. I'm telling you how I feel and what my baseball principles are, and there are moments in time where I come on here and, look, if no one else, if everyone's just going to wave pom-poms, he's a great guy, he's a Bay Area native, all I'm giving you are my baseball critical thinking skills. That's what I'm giving you on a day. It's the same with Shanahan. I love Shanahan. I think Shanahan's a great coach. But when Shanahan refuses to go for it and has Jake Moody come out and kick a field goal from 62 yards away when he should have went for it on 4th-and-2, yeah, I'm critical. Yes, I am. That's what the job is.
Or if he goes for it and it's a fullback dive. That's the worst. I feel like he does that all the time on 4th-and-short. Oh, I can't wait for football season coming up here in the next month. Joe, the Giants got to carry us to that point, Joe.
Joe, we critiqued Bruce Bochy at the end, saying Dave Roberts was running circles around him, right? So, like, that's what we do as fans. That's what we do. If you're not doing this as a fan, you're tripping. Like, why are you going to the lefty here? Why are you going to the righty here? Why are you pitching in here? We've been doing that since the beginning of baseball, all right? And so we're going to continue to do it. So why are we hard on Bob Melvin? Because nobody else is. Because you got a bunch of beat writers who refuse to be critical and ask follow-up questions. And so I come on here every day and I go, well, why wasn't this asked? Why didn't we go here? Why are we going there? And instead it's like, well, we're going to do that. So come on, man. So yeah, I get a little frustrated on behalf of the fans.
888-957-9570 is the number. Talking Bob Melvin after his option got picked up yesterday from Buster Posey. So we heard from Bo Mel before the game. Let's hear him after the game, a game in which you were so damn frustrated with him, Joe, in regards to Hayden Birdsong. Here is the skipper talking about what went wrong with Hayden Birdsong yesterday.
It's been a couple times now where he's hit a period there where he loses a strike zone for a little while. For a while there were some big misses. It looks really good for a few innings, and then he throws a couple balls in a row, and you know, I think it was 10 in a row or whatever it is. So that's more probably mental than anything, in my opinion. And like I said, he started out okay, recovered from it a little bit afterwards, but that was a key period in the game.
Which is why I'm losing my mind this morning. He even said it, like, there's been times in the last couple starts where he's lost it. But, hello, Bob, go out there. Like, okay, if you see that coming, all right, if you see that coming, what do you do? Are you proactive or are you reactive?
You get the pitching coach out there immediately. You know what I always love?
Or get your own self out there.
You know who my favorite pitching coach is? And it doesn't have to do with anything about X's and O's, and he might not even be the best. Mike Maddux. I remember
him when he was a pitcher.
No, but I love what he does. You know what he does, right? When he goes out there, what does he do every time he goes to see a pitcher?
What does he do?
He puts his hand on the pitcher's shoulder.
Yeah, every physical touch, yeah.
Not a lot of people do that, but it's his own little unique thing. He gets a feel for the guy. Yeah. He gets a pulse for them, and I think it grounds the player. And I'm a big believer in that.
That's
and
like,
it sounds,
that's
it
like
sounds silly.
Hitting Alex Smith and getting them all hyped up.
I believe in
the
that.
You're right.
I believe
no,
in that
I
stuff.
Agree with
I think
you.
It grounds people, and it like snaps them out of something, because when I keep hearing about focus being an issue, so like mentally his brain's all over. How could he not? His brain's all over the place. He's a young player. He's trying to keep his job in the rotation. He doesn't want to go sent back to Sacramento, Joe. Like, this is a big deal for him, and he knows he struggled the last couple starts. So, like, going out there, and if it is from the skipper, I do think that means something more than if it's just the pitching coach or the catcher.
This is also on Bailey, though. I want to make this clear.
A little bit, yeah.
Players, look, it's on Birdsong, right? Throw strikes. But it's also on Bailey. Like, when you're a young catcher, whether you're youth, high school, college, hey, man, save me, because you only allowed one trip out to the bull, to the mound, and then after that, if you go back out there a second time, you have to remove that player from the game. That is the rule, mm-hmm. for those that don't know. And so your catcher can call timeout and go out there and talk to him as well, all right? And so to me, I think this is also on Bailey. Like, Bailey, get up, go out there. How many times did I watch Mike Socha, Mike Matheny, Kurt Manwaring, Yorbit Torrealba, for crying out loud, go out there and put their arm around somebody's shoulder. Yeah. Put the glove up and say, hey, man, let's go. Relax. Yeah. What pitch do you trust right now to get a strike? You know?
Just go Buster Posey. There you go. Like, the guy that is synonymous with catching here in the Bay Area, one of the greatest catchers of his generation. All right, so we heard from the skipper. Let's hear from the player himself. Hayden Birdsong, where's your confidence at, buddy?
It's fine. It's just frustrating. Keep doing the same thing over and over again. But obviously our bats were getting early runs, and then the last couple starts have just been giving it up as soon as we have a lead. So something to work on.
Now, does that sound like a guy that everything's just fine? Does that sound like
the kid needs somebody in his corner to, you know, clearly, yes, his confidence is shaken. Would you agree?
It just sounds, yeah.
And he was frustrated on the mound. You could tell. He was like, ugh, like mad at himself. Look, I'm not making too much of this. I'm telling you guys, dude, I watch every Giants game. Last night, fourth inning, go back, watch it again. We'll play the sound again. You could see it coming a mile away. I was losing my mind.
Here's more from Birdsong on the mental impact of that performance.
Maybe. That has to be. I don't know how to flip that, but it needs to flip soon. So it's getting annoying.
He is dejected. He sounds like he's on the verge of tears. No, seriously, like the way I like hear listening to his voice, it's trembling.
We've talked about this a little. I don't think we understand enough as an audience, as a fandom, as media members, sports psychology. It's so big. And that's just so big.
That being said, it highlights just how important the start is. And for a guy like Landon Roop, continue to do what he's going to do, because I got to be honest, like, talking about the wheels falling off of the offense right now, I'm waiting for the wheels to fall off eventually of Landon Roop, and that might sound pessimistic. I'm just going with what history has shown me, and history has shown me he hasn't pitched this many innings ever in his career.
I'm as skeptical as you.
I'm skeptical as hell. They need him. They can't afford this guy to start struggling, because if he starts struggling, then you got Birdsong. You're not getting a whole hell of a lot with Verlander. He's been okay. I think his best start happened last time against the White Sox. But Verlander's Verlander.
He's Verlander was talking to the kid, which that's why he's on. So like, I know like everyone's like crazy about Verlander. That's why he's on this team. When he came back into that dugout, he was talking to him.
Which is why, as we're going to pivot at one point, not yet, to the Golden State Warriors, and there's a player out there that I think could do a lot of good, even if he's on the bench the entire year, Joey. That might be one, Damian Lillard. We'll get into that at some point, because there is some rumblings that the Warriors could potentially have some interest in Oakland's own Dame Lillard. We'll get into that. Plus, an update to the genie of the lamp. Mystery guest has been moved from 8:30 to 8 o'clock. Yep, 8 o'clock. Genie of the lamp, okay. Mystery guest.
I'm surprised.
Plus, you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.